This is Michael Killian presenting a review of an interesting website called emailalibi.com. This is an unusual website in that they provide for delayed emails. There are some interesting things on this front page of the website which I'd like to show you before I actually log in and get down to business.
emailalibi.com. Send a link.com link. When had this page to fire, I share it with a friend to make it your homepage.
Add this link to our favorites, tell a friend, make it our homepage. I'm not going to do that right now, but if you were so inclined, you could certainly do that if you want.
Read.sk1171 link.
Should be pointed out that they do not have very good alt tags for their links. In fact, in some cases, they don't have alt tags at all. So, what we do here is use the end of the web page address to learn what the links are. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I'm using WindowEyes 4.2 Beta 2 for this review.
Eternal Life link.
Appears to be an advertisement there. Eternal Life.
Silicon.com link. I want Telegen.
I want Telegen. Another problem they have here is they tend to run words together on their links. And as a result, you get some very interesting statements here. I want Telegen. What it actually means is, I want to log in. We will do that shortly.
Table 1 star 3 row 2 columns.
Then we love our tables here.
Your email. Edit box. Password. Edit box.
And type in your email and address and your password. You do have to sign up for this service in order to be able to use it. Both the sign up and the service itself are free. And in just a moment, we're going to find out what they explain as their service.
Login button. Table 1 end. I want to sign up for free.
I want to sign up for free.
Your email.
And here is where you would put your email address.
Edit box. Sign up button.
Then there's your sign up button. You will receive an email confirming your sign up. You log back on with the link they will give you. You will then enter your password, confirming it. Then you will be asked to fill out certain pieces of information, a lot of which will actually be filled out for you. You simply have to confirm it. First thing they will ask you to confirm is your time. They will show your current time according to your computer's system clock, so make sure it's accurate. And then it will ask you, is daylight saving time observed in your area? For most people, that will be yes. And I believe that's about it. Once you have officially become a member of emailalibi.com, you are ready to compose a message.
I forget my password.
But what happens if you forget your password? That is something a lot of people tend to do, and they provide that here.
Your email. Edit box.
So, there you put your email address, and there's the edit box. Now check out the label of the button that you submit for forgetting your password.
I'm a moron button.
I'm a moron, it says. All right.
What is emailalibi.com?
What is emailalibi.com? I'm going to let DeckTalk answer that question. I will slow the speech down so you can readily understand it.
Screen rate 3.
Slow it down to 3. That is third from the bottom. So now, here's a short explanation of what emailalibi.com actually is.
What is emailalibi.com? Emailalibi.com offers a free service called Delayed Emails. Blo is an example of how other people have used the service. Who? Dave. Dave's dilemma told Brian that he can't go to lunch on the first of next month because he has too much work to do. Solution: he scheduled the following 3 emails. Date to send 3/1/2002, 11:59 a.m. to Dave's subject: lunch body. Hope you guys are having a good time at lunch today. Sorry again that I could not make it. Date to send 3/1/2002, 12:21 p.m. to Dave's subject: Mr. Jones body. Just heard from the boss. The marketing meeting tomorrow morning is still on. Date to send 3/1/2002, 12:48 p.m. to Dave's subject: too bad I missed you. Body so hungry. If I had been thinking, I would have asked you to bring me something. Thanks anyway. Dave's new dilemma: what to order while he is out to lunch with his real friends, and emailalibi.com is sending his delayed emails. All HTTPHT.
Alright, that is your explanation. Go back up and check out one line that you may have missed a little earlier.
I'm a moron. What is email alibi.com offers a free service Kaladelad emails.
Kaladelad. Kaladelad. What does that mean? Well, let's start at the beginning of the line and read that line.
Offers a free service.
Now that's interesting.
A free.
They have and free put together here.
Service. Kaladelad.
Kaladelad. Supposed to be called delayed. Called delayed
emails.
Emails. A free service called delayed emails, which their little agreement says is for entertainment purposes only. It should be interesting to point out to you that each time you check out this page, you'll get a different description of how this service is to be used. That is, you'll get a different example of how people have used this service in the past. I've seen three different examples. Now let's go back up to the top. I shall log in and then endeavor to send a message.
Top. Edit box.
Alright.
Login button. Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Now, one problem that is in this site is that you'll get a pop-up message as soon as you log in. It's an advertisement. I'm not interested in the advertising here. I am now logged into emailalibi.com, but before trying to send a message, let's take a look at the top of the page at the menu bar and see what sort of things are here. Remember that they do not use proper alt tags, so we're just getting the ends of web addresses for their links. So let's see what we have here.
Emailalibi.com compose email.
That seems straightforward.
Send a link.com link. When add this page to favorite, share it with a friend to make it your homepage.
Add this page to favorite, share it with a friend, make it your homepage. Well, I'm not going to do that. Maybe you want to, but I won't.
Compose.s link. Send.s link.
Compose, send.
Pending.s link.
Pending. That is for a pending email that has already been created, but not yet sent.
Addressbook.s link.
Address book, which I will go into in detail later.
Tell.s link.
Now, this link is for tell a friend. Not really clear about that from the title we get, but that's what it is. Tell a friend.
Read.sk1171 link.
Now, that's nice and ambiguous. Actually, it's nonsensical. It doesn't tell us a thing.
Compose email.
All right. Time now to compose the email.
Table 1 starts 6 rows, 2 columns.
6 rows, 2 columns. The first column is the heading for each item, and the second column is the edit or combo box used to enter information.
Date to send. February combo box.
I will turn MSAA mode off here.
MSA mode off. Date to send. February 2 of 12. Combo box.
I actually created the message a little earlier in order to save some time. I will show you the message as I created it, perhaps with some adjustments to be made. Our first item here is the month, and the month is February, so we leave that alone. Tab once.
25, 25, 31, combo box.
Now here we show the date of the month as the 25th. I'm actually going to be sending it on the 26th of February, so down arrow.
26, 26, 31.
Now you notice it says 26 of 31, so this is not month specific. So it will not show, for example, just 28 days. It will show 31, even though February only has 28 days, except, of course, during leap year where it has 29. We have it set for the 26th, so we'll tab once.
2002, 102, combo box.
Now here we have the year. We have a combo box with two items in it, 2002 or...
2003, 202.
2003. So I could send my message as late as December 31st, 2003, were I so inclined. But I'm not, so it's up arrow.
2002, 102.
Tab once, and we go to...
Time to send, 7, 7, 12, combo box.
Time to send. The time is set here for when I want it to arrive, 7 o'clock, but I have to actually change that because for some reason this thing sends it an hour earlier than what I specify. So if I want it to arrive at 7 o'clock, I have to actually set it for 8 o'clock. So down arrow.
8, 8, 12.
I set it for 8 o'clock, but it will actually arrive at 7 o'clock. Now, the times given here are my time, not that of the recipient. It has to be sent in my time. You will see shortly how that is going to be significant. Tab once.
00160, combo box.
Now, here it shows the minutes of the hour where it's to be sent. Now, here I have it set for 00, meaning 7 o'clock, right at the top of the hour. The idea is that the message will arrive at the very beginning of tonight's main menu broadcast. That is, I should have a response from Jonathan, whom I have asked to tell me something, in my email box about the time you are hearing this recording. He should get the message in his email box right at the beginning of this program. So tab once.
PM 2:02, combo box.
Next combo box is for AM and PM. I have it set for 7 o'clock PM. Now the date, of course, is U.S. time on the 26th, so it should arrive at 1 hour universal on the 27th. Tab once.
To email address, jonathanmosen.org, edit box.
To email address, jonathan@mosen.org. Tab once.
To recipient's name, Jonathan Mosen, edit box.
That's simple enough. To recipient's name, Jonathan Mosen. Next up, we have the...
Subject, email alibi test, edit box.
Subject, email alibi test. Since I'm testing emailalibi.com, I thought that email alibi test would be an excellent subject. The next item will be the body of the message, which, as I indicated earlier, I have already written in order to save some time. I will slow the speech down so you can hear what the message is. I'll do that right now.
Screen rate 3.
Have it set for screen rate 3. I shall tab once, and you shall hear the message as Jonathan will see it in his mailbox.
Body, this is a test email from emailalibi.com. Please let me know when and at what time you receive this email. One or the other of us will let the audience know if this service is successful on the next blind line. Thank you, Jonathan. Edit box.
All right. I am asking Jonathan to let me know when and at what time he receives this email. This will tell me whether or not my test is successful. Either Jonathan or I will let you know on next Sunday's blind line whether or not the message arrived at the time I wanted it to. 7 o'clock U.S. time, which I believe is 15 hours behind Jonathan. I'm not sure what time that makes it for him. I believe 3 p.m., though I'm not positive of that. Tab once.
Add to pending email list button.
Add to pending email list. Since this is a delayed email, it won't actually go out right now. It will just go to the pending email list. Hit the space bar. Since I made the original recording on this review, I have returned to the site and discovered that there are no more pop-up ads, which makes the site a lot more usable, with a lot less hassle, and certainly a lot less problematic. Let us hope it stays that way. Now, at the top of
this page, if I ever share it.
Now, at the top of this page, we have the same menu bar that I showed you earlier. I will move the speech back up to my normal level.
Screen rate 6.
What do you think we'll find on this page, besides the menu bar? Well, I believe we're going to find pending emails. Let's take a look-see.
Table 1, start 2 rows by columns.
Yes, I believe we have the pending email just created. Turn table mode on here.
Table 1 on R1C1, 2.
The first row, by the way, shows the column titles, and I have it set for giving us exactly what the titles are on each row subsequent to this, and there are only two rows here. So we'll go down to the second row and see what we show here.
First column, 2, Jonathan Mosen.
2, Jonathan Mosen.
Subject, email alibi test.
Subject, email alibi test.
To present on it, 2:26:20:07 o'clock 00 p.m.
There you go. Now, you heard me set it for 8 o'clock, but the date here, or the time here, I should say, shows 7 o'clock, which is my actual desired time. So go on to the next column.
Edit link.
Edit link.
Delete link.
Delete link. That's it. Turn table mode off here.
Table off.
We have two links here. We can edit the message, which I already did, or I can delete it. One important caveat here, you do not get a chance to confirm any deletion you make, as the page definitely tells you here. And when you press that delete link, that message is gone, and you can't get it back. So, be very careful about that. Do not hit delete unless you really mean it. One other little item I would like to show you on this website, and that is my address book. As you send emails using this service, you acquire an address book consisting of the email addresses you use to make your messages. So we'll go back to the top of the page.
Top.
And we'll go down to address book and see what it shows.
Compose.slink. Pending.s. Addressbook.slink.
There we go with the address book. Hit enter. And we have our standard menu bar. We go down to
table 1 size 4 rows 3 columns.
4 rows 3 column table. Turn table mode on here.
Table 1 on R1Z1. Name.
So what I shall do now is go down to the second row.
Name. Anne Killian. Email address. AnneKillianYahoo.com. Send email to button.
All right. Second row.
Name. Jonathan Wilson. Email address. JonathanWilson.org. Send email to button.
All right. Let's go down to the next row.
First column. Name. Ronnie Pugh.
Next column.
Email address. RonPahome.com.
And last column.
Send email to button.
Send email to button. All right, let's see if there are any more rows here.
Last row, Ronnie Pugh.
Nope, no more rows. Turn table mode off here.
Table off.
That will conclude my look at emailalibi.com. I hope you have enjoyed my little review. If you are interested in trying out this service, which is free, go to www.emailalibi.com. That address again is www.emailalibi.com. That's all one word. If you wish to email me, my address is k4mfk@bellsouth.net. The address again is k4mf, as in Frank, k@bellsouth.net. Reporting for Main Menu, this is Michael Killian.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.